786-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The problem lies in your perception, your perspective, because many will start to look at the problems while God is yet blessing them, and then the enemy stops you in your tracks. People see a glass half empty when actually it's half full. I ain't got but some loaves and fishes. I have no doubt some of the men had bigger lunches than that behind their back. Think about it. I mean, think about it with me. Please, let's go into reality here. I'm certain out of 20,000 folk, there was more than those fishes and loaves that the little boy brought from home. Yeah, I used to think, I don't know if they have them down here, but I know in the Midwest we had them smelt. Smelt fish, the little tiny ones. That's what I used to think they were, the little smelt. Little boy has smelts. I'm sure. Think about it. I have no doubt that when we get to heaven, you're going to see a whole bunch of folks. Somebody's going to come to you and say, yeah, I was one of them. Man, I had enough to feed about 25 folk. Life never takes place in a vacuum. There will always, someone say always. There will always be forces of resistance. Resisting forces, but that cannot stop God's purpose and plan for your life, okay? If you can't identify these forces, if you don't recognize them, you can't defeat them. Now, with Peter, the resisting force was his perception. Lord, we have fished all night long and taken nothing. That's the way he saw it. Huh? I said, that's where his perception was, in the natural arena, limited to what happened last night. How many of our perceptions are limited to our prior experience? Well, I know what happened last time. So? Look at somebody saying, so? Because it happened that way last time. We fished all night and didn't catch anything. So what makes you think today is any different from yesterday? His perception was his resistant force. I was kind of humorous this morning, first service, about how to, see, Jesus already knew, like with the fishes and loaves, he already knew what was going on here with the fish. And this is just me. I use my imagination like this a lot of times. I just think that Jesus told the fish the night before, hide. Don't let one of you get caught. All night. Just stay there all night. So when they saw Peter's hook go down in the water, they said, that's Peter. He got cousin Bobo last week, but he ain't getting us tonight. Not tonight, Peter. No fish tonight. Think about it. God told him, hide. See, sometimes God has withheld something. If God wanted it to get to you, it would get to you. If God, the devil can't stop it. If God doesn't want it to get to you at this point, it's not coming to you. But see, if God held that up that night, it was because he knew something was coming the next day. He was set. Tell somebody, God's setting you up. Jesus knew the situation Remember, first thing he did, he launched out and he taught. And then he had to convince Peter. He prayed Peter to let him just go back out. And finally they did. His perception, we've toiled all night and taken nothing. But because Jesus set the atmosphere, Peter said, nevertheless, at thy word. See, he had heard the word. That word had taken that tiredness off of him. That word had kind of changed his outlook a little bit to where he said, okay, we fished all night, but nevertheless, at your word. Okay, preacher, I'll try it this one time here. Okay, I'm going to try it now. It better work. He launched on out there. Huh? But see, his perception, question, is reality based upon your own immediate circumstances? If God is the God of increase, let me tell you something. Everything about God has to do with increase. Everything about you has to do with increase. Do you know your cells are multiplying all the time? They're changed. Some dying, some coming in. But it's always motion, always increasing. Everything about us has the ability to increase. Dr. David Malapa wrote a book, and the title of the book was, If You Are Not Growing, You Are Dying. Everything about God's creation is growing unless it's an inanimate object. It's growing. It's increasing. The universe is expanding all the time. As vast as it is, it's constantly increasing. Isaiah 9, I believe it is in verse 7, of the increase of his government and his peace, there'll be no end. Somebody say increase. Increase. Come on, he's the God of increase. There's a verse that comes up on our DVD that says in Psalm 115, he shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Tell somebody, increase.
Increase.
Now, his perception, I'll say this again, is reality based upon your immediate, your own immediate circumstance? Is that your reality? You can be broke, busted, disgusted, going through some stuff. Is that your reality? Wait, some of y'all looking at me, it is. It's like you have no hope. But you have to understand, that is not your reality. The reality of God lies in his promises. When you appropriate promises in your life, the reality of God shows up. When you walk in your own strength and your own mindset and your own perception, you limit God. Listen, are we basing reality on what we are experiencing at the time or what reality truly is? Let me say that again. Are you basing your reality on what you are experiencing at a particular time, or are you basing your reality on what reality truly is? That's why when ends haven't met, you can still say, I am blessed and highly favored. My God supplies my every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Guess what? Because you're not basing your reality on an immediate experience. Because life is not in a vacuum. There are a lot of resistant forces out there that try to make you believe otherwise. Tell somebody, but I'm a child of God. I am fully persuaded. You see, Paul had to get, and Abraham had to get to where he was fully persuaded. He had age. He had age creeping up on him. 100 years old. Sarah had never had a child. 90 years old. But yet God gave them a promise, which is reality. And he had to fight the resistant forces. He had to identify. Then Abraham, at some point in time, began to believe God. And it was accounted unto him for righteousness. He believed God, and something happened to them physically. Something manifested in the physical realm because of his perception. God said, at the appointed time, I will visit you. Naturally speaking, it may look impossible. It may look like it's too late. It may seem like it will never happen. But that's your immediate circumstance. That's temporal, subject to change, variable, changes like the weather. One day up, one day down. That's why we don't live by those things. The just live by faith. Faith will lock you in on the promise and the reality of God no matter what. Paul and Silas were locked in on the reality of God when they got arrested and got beaten and put in stocks and put into the cast into the lower prison. Not the regular prison, the lower prison, where the sewage, that was for hardened criminals, where the sewage, you know what I mean by sewage, right? Toilet stuff, rats, rodents, all down there. That was for the hardened criminals. They were put down there for preaching, but yet they didn't let that be their reality. They went on praising God. And because they went on praising God, they prayed and praised God. God intervened. You know the story, shook everything. Eventually they were released and set on their way. Because they didn't accept that as their reality. They knew in their heart, this ain't the way we're going out. God's not finished yet. I got to get to Rome. I got more testifying to do. How many of us, because of the casual way we do stuff, if you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. And I got to get to this. I don't know if I'm going to get to it today, but we use the verse of being content in whatsoever state. You don't get content in the state of unbelief. You don't get content in a state of lack. You don't get content in a state of poverty. That's not where God tells you to be content. Be content in whatsoever state. You might be going through that state. But my mind is on increase. My mind, this is not God's destiny for me. This is not God's kind intention toward me. This too has to change. Hello? We are continuing in part 89 of Mega Grace, the God of Increase, part 2. Exercise your faith to draw near to God. Your thinking has to change. Your expectation must change, and your vision must change. Don't allow images to form in your mind, making you a victim of circumstances. The more you develop your sense of identity in Christ, the more you move toward the things of God. Discover the Word of God in your life, for life is in the Word of God.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.